Chris Perillo Show coverage of CTIA Wireless is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Save $5 on any purchase of $30 at GoDaddy.com using coupon code Chris2. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
So I don't have a video iPod yet because I'm kind of against the whole idea of the video iPod. But at the same time, I have a lot of other devices. I think I have a total of about 8 portable media devices. Managing the media for all these devices is a huge hassle. I've got a PSP. I've got a Creative Zen. I've got, I actually do have an old iPod mini, but you can't watch video on that, so that doesn't really count. But I've got all these devices, and I need a way to get that content from my computer to my device in the fewest steps possible. Pinnacle has just come out with, or will be coming out with in the next 30 days, I should say, their mobile media manager, which probably comes the closest to creating drag and drop simplicity. And I'm here talking to Andrew Baum about the media manager and how it can save you time in managing your media.
Thanks for having me, Jake. And we have the Pinnacle Mobile Media Manager here that I'm showcasing. And this allows you to manage all the content on your iPod as well as your PSP with drag and drop ease. So you can bring your content in, your movies, your photos, your music, all in one place. And to basically manage it, you don't have to create new files. It actually looks and tags all your files that are already on your computer and instantly puts them in the media manager. Then, when you want to basically plug in your PSP or your iPod with drag and drop ease, you don't have to worry about archaic file structures or worry what goes where and what to do. You just drag and drop. It already knows, transparent to the user, and it will put in the appropriate format, be it MPEG-4 for the PSP or for the iPod or for DivX or for a DVD. And then you can basically sync up, and you walk away, and you're ready to watch all your media in anywhere you want, subway, home, bed, anywhere.
Now, I saw this demonstrated, and obviously this is an audio show, so it's a little hard to see it. But literally, Andrew connected up the PSP, and you had sort of a like split-pane window where you can see the media that's on your computer and the media that's already on your PSP. He literally just selected a video file, dragged it over to the PSP, and it starts transcoding if it's not already in the format. Now, you say this will do anything. Will this do HD content?
Actually, it does support HD. We own a whole bunch of different codecs. We're actually experts in MPEG codecs. So it will support HDV 720p, 1080i, as well as DV, NTSC, PAL, you name it, AVI, it will support it.
So it supports even like the DivX HD formats?
DivX HD formats as well.
Beyond video, I'm definitely excited about the video aspect of it. And you said that it'll do everything. So I haven't actually seen yet how you do some of the photo and audio management.
On the photos here, you're not seeing this at home, but I'm clicking a photos tab, and all the photos are basically seen in the same media management function, and I can drag and drop. When I put my PSP in the USB mode, it identifies that PSP, or I connect the iPod, it sees that iPod, I just drag the photos down and make sure it's in the right format, and they're good to go.
So when you do the drag and drop with photos, it also does all the resizing and everything necessary?
It actually will. You can actually change it in the media manager. You can change the angle as far as rotate, and it will actually save the dimensions that you actually have originally the photo in to fit the iPod the best or the PSP.
The big question that my audience is going to have is RSS support. I know that it's not there yet. Will you bring it at some point in the future?
I can tell you I'm very excited about the RSS idea. I can't guarantee anything at this point, but I think it's a great idea, and if I have my way, it will be there in the future.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of CTIA Wireless is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register .com domains for only $6.95 when using coupon code Chris3 at GoDaddy.com. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.